Then finally that sign canvas on which I had it got so old that I didn't even try to add to it, or it didn't even take it to the reunion. I had it on a roller, you know. And for 15 years or longer, I didn't add anybody. Then one of our young people got very much interested, and she got the permission from the reunion, it paid. Of course, the tree is still mine, to mount it, which she did. And we kind of halfway brought it partly up to date. But I guess there's over 3,000 on there now. And I have about 30, 40 to add on this year. So to show what can happen when a couple came over with four kids in 1846, 130 years, that's a pretty good sign of what can happen in that length of time.
Just out of curiosity, would you mind speaking a little German or Alsace for me?
Well, let's see. What should I tell you?
Can you remember what you talked to those fellows up in Castleville about?
Oh, we talked about all kind of subjects. And like I say, grammatically, I had 2 years of German in college. And I enjoyed the poetry very much, Hans Sachs and all those, it's beautiful. The German poetry, the German language is a little bit different than most languages. You can make a noun out of anything by just capitalizing it, you know. And you can make an adjective out of a noun by not capitalizing it. And your rhythm, your rhyme is so much easier, very beautiful. I enjoyed it very much, and I still have a little book of Hans Sachs. Most time I don't know where it is, but that I just keep for that reason. I had German in school, public school, 30 minutes once a week. That was Friday evenings. That's where I learned to write. I used to write, copy anything. In fact, I took my examination in college. It wasn't required, but I'd write it in German just because. But that's been 40, 50 years ago, and never used it. I can't even write the alphabets anymore. I've forgotten it, you know. Aber so ist das, weiß, wenn man es nicht brauchen tut, dann tut man das vergessen. That's the way it is. If you don't use it, you forget it.
Right. What about Alsace? Is that...
Well, that's kind of a swish-wash of some German and whatnot. It's just the accent more. And if you go to Castleville tomorrow, you hear it just floating around. Father, liege mal da, der Hund kommt doch drüber ein.
What did you say?
Daddy, look here, that dog is coming on three legs. Yeah, a lot of those that went to Europe, see, the young people don't use it too much anymore. And old Blackie Sheard and these GSC's boys, they coached some of those. You know, so they were a little bit conversant in the Alsace, which isn't too hard for them to hear it all the time. It just don't twist the tongue right, you know.
Got a lot of nice shade trees out here. What are these?
They were the ash trees. Shallow rooted. You can look right over there, see the root on the surface.